Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started on this new Rundown Reviews. Captain America, 1979, guys. We watched a classic made-for-TV movie.
Let's just call it an old made-for-TV movie.
Some might say a masterpiece.
Some might.
I still question your tweet from earlier.
So if it's a previous tweet, would it be a twat?
Okay. God damn it. All right, so you got me. I'm your host, Joe. We got my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
Special guest today. We've got Chris from Fortune hey. Comic News. Guys, we watched a movie.
Are you sure?
It was a made-for-TV movie, but it was a movie.
See, I don't even know if we can classify that as a movie.
No, because it specifically said made-for-TV movie. That's the only reason.
I recently did a commentary track and review discussion of a made-for-TV, what do they call it? It was a feature-length commercial.
Dude, okay.
So I can tell you that this was, in fact, a movie.
Is this the Colonel Sanders
thing? Yep. That was, so you and Joe did that, and I listened to it, and I loved it. We, here at the house, for Christmas, we actually watched that, and it's a Hallmark movie in 15 minutes. It literally is.
It hit everything.
Yeah.
It was awesome and terrible at the same time, and I want a sequel that I want to watch. Funny enough, the douchebag in that movie followed my girlfriend back on Instagram, so...
That's funny.
Yeah.
The gay best friend, I'm forgetting his name.
He was awesome. I can't remember his name either.
But he actually interacted with Joe when we posted it and shared it around. So
that is awesome. Yeah, they did a blind watch. It was amazing. Especially because I had already seen it at that time, so I knew what was coming. And hearing you guys talk about it as I'm listening was amazing.
So behind the scenes on that, I had no idea that was going to happen. That was not the plan for that night. I just came over and Joe just like, we're going to watch this and we're going to do a commentary track. I was like, oh God.
That seems like a Joe thing to do.
I mean, it's on brand. We did the let's play of the dating simulator. So
yeah, I forgot you guys did that. So, okay. So back to the movie. No, you're good. So yeah, we watched Captain America from 1979. It stars Reb Brown as Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Hippie Steve.
Monotone Steve. Len Berman as Dr. Simon Mills. I think we tried to look up what he was in. He
was in like Dallas and shit.
Yeah,
like
prominent
that.
In the 70s, just not really anything that stuck out, really. We got Heather Manzies as Dr. Wendy Day, whom I told you, along with Nicholas Hammond, who left Germany to become Spider-Man, she left Germany to become a doctor. The Van Trapps.
Good
on them.
It's good to know they got away.
Exactly. That's a Sound of Music reference, guys. We also have Robin Mattson as Tina Hayden. She did a lot of, what was this? Daytime...
Soap opera?
There you go. Those things, yeah. She was in a lot of them in the 70s. I think she was actually in almost every single one that was coming out.
Damn.
Joseph Ruskin as Rudy Sandrini. I think it was the one guy that Steve hit with the meat.
Gotcha. Yeah, Steve beat him with his meat.
So it was one of the henchmen.
One of the best fight sequences in modern cinema history.
We'll get into it here in a minute. We've got Lance Legrand as Harley.
Right.
Oh, I think he was the other henchman.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I believe he was in a lot of sci-fi stuff. if I remember looking up, he's actually been in a lot of modern things too. Like he did a lot of Star Trek. So he was like Romulans and Klingons in Star Trek. Because you can obviously wear makeup and hide your face.
You don't even have a name tag.
Actually, he had names.
Damn it.
Yeah. Star Trek's really good about actually naming their characters.
Did he have a red shirt on?
No, he was usually an enemy, so he probably died anyway. Frank Marth as Charles Barber. There we go. I think he was in the one scene. I don't know why I literally just copied and pasted it here. I don't know. Steve Forrest as Lou Brackett, the villain. So
now we've officially hit all the important people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this movie,
I will never get this time back from my life.
Hold on. I'll tell you what. I would watch this over Catwoman any day of the week.
Are we talking Halle Berry Catwoman?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, we still have to watch it.
I still have yet to see it.
We will in the future.
But that stuntman.
For
Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Stuntman.
You want to give a... Shut up. You want to give a quick little synopsis of the movie?
All right. So we meet Mellow Hippie Steve cruising across the country in his van with his motorcycle strapped to the back. His dirt bike.
Your dirt bike, yeah. Make sure you get it right.
He meets his buddy that owns a surf shop.
One scene.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
And then he's gone. He's supposed to meet a friend of the family who has troubles. But before that, he meets a doctor named Simon Mills,
mm-hmm.
who worked with his dad, the OCCA.
We'll get into that here. Though.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. But the doctor tells him he's got, you know, this research that his dad did, and he really wants him to be an experimental lab rat.
Basically.
And Steve's like, nah, man, I got to go, like, meet some family friends and stuff. So then he leaves, gets wrecked, literally, on an oil-slicked road, which was probably the most expensive scene in the movie.
I mean, obviously that wasn't oil.
Oh,
That's the scene where, you know, the director was yelling at everybody, like, we only have one shot at this, everybody.
Well, and that's what I was saying. Like, the amount of times that they were showing him spinning out on that, it looked like he crashed that van a couple different times. So they had to have a couple different vans set and ready for that, I hope.
That or they just looped the same crash over and over again. Which
that was probably what happened, but... That's more than likely what happened.
Steve shakes it off without injury, goes and sees the doctor on his dirt bike, mm-hmm. which also made it without injury.
Because it wasn't there for a second.
That's true.
It disappeared off the back of his bike, or off the back of his van, the minute he went over the hill, and then reappeared at the bottom of the hill.
It took the short way down. But after that,
that's cheating, according to Diana.
Say that again.
So that's cheating, according to Diana. Well, I guess it's... Anyway, well, go ahead.
Yeah.
The typey. I did it right. I was getting there. Shut up. Yep. Go.
Of course you were.
mixing my movies.
Yeah, like Steve Trevor.
Keep reading.
Oh, I actually didn't take notes.
Oh, okay. Well, then hell, let's just talk about...
I was just going through the synopsis of the movie.
Oh.
Well,
hold on then. Pause you. Chris, you got any good scenes in the beginning here that you stuck out to you?
So one that like generally like made me smile was that Hippie Steve had like the notepad that he was drawing on. And that is like an old Captain America thing where he wanted to be a comic book artist. Is it? Yeah. Okay. So that was kind of cool. Like I saw that, I'm like, oh, like at least they tried something in this.
This is why we bring you in here because we don't read Captain America like you do. You're the Captain America fan. So knowing that, that's awesome because yeah, what Ron said is right. The drawing and the suit are the only two things, and the names, that's three, are the only. And I'm gonna say suit at the end of the film are the only things that really are Captain America.
Except for the helmet.
In this. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're We're not up to that yet. But yeah, so like that, and but the idea that like he got his name from his dad, who was like so American that they called him Captain American, made my brain hurt.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Like
that was an insult, being Captain America.
Hey, yeah. Captain Dickhead.
I mean, I live in the Northeast, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but that probably would be an insult up here nowadays.
Yeah. 2021. We all know what's going on.
But yeah, the acting though is okay. Well, first of all, the opening sequence when it's just the van driving.
Yeah,
the music is just superb.
I felt
every
like
moment of it.
70s. I mean, yes, it definitely had a 70s feel.
And then just the one shot acting, where like you could tell they weren't acting against each other. Like they purposely were framing people so that they could get like the guy playing Steve doing his lines, and then probably like 4 weeks later they got the doctor doing his lines.
Yeah.
Or then all the zooms. The fucking face zoom. I'm going to zoom in on you showing no actual emotion or inflection for cinematics.
Yeah.
So being someone that's edited video and went to college for these things, I know for a fact that when you're doing those sequences, like you say your line and you show your face and you're supposed to hold it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to give time for the editor to be able to pop out in and out. So I feel like they held it and then like told them like, no, just keep holding it. Keep holding it. Keep holding it. All right, we got it. Just so they could be like, whoa, in the zooms the entire time. I felt like I was watching an episode of Family Guy with the like wacky waving inflatable tube man.
I love that guy.
He's great.
He is. Let's see. There was the one scene when he's...
Could drop on your phone.
Quiet, you.
Here, listen. Think,
yeah, see? Look, we're on a new table. I'm learning things. The one scene when Steve's at the beach waiting, and then the one henchman comes up and is across the street looking at him, but then they zoom in on his mirror. And it looked like it was close. It also apparently was behind him, which is weird, but whatever. Instead of being across the street, that was kind of bad editing. Just a little.
Well, yeah, or when he was
somebody talking. Made a choice.
It wasn't a good choice.
No.
Well, that's like when he's tailing Steve. That's literally like less than a car length behind him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he passes him in a no passing zone.
Yep. And then he just sits there and waits and then lets him go past.
Yeah.
I also put that the, what was it? When American Made met something, because that van, that went flying off that cliff. All that was busted was
the tire
and the windshield.
Yep.
Like, that was a damn good van.
That's when they used to make shit to last, mm-hmm. My father always said.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not...
You're not wrong. Yeah. We've had 2 washing machines in 5 years because they broke. Like, and well, it's already going to have to get a new one here soon.
They're produced to break.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just like the phones.
Exactly. Well, those, the companies, like, dumb your phone down once the new model comes out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They intentionally make them.
They fuck up the network. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, remember when conspiracy theories were fun? Anyway, so let's go back to the movie.
I don't know if you've heard about this guy QAnon. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, God.
Sounds made up.
All right, so he goes to his friend who's dying.
Yeah, finds his friend dying in here. And he's just like, yeah. I'm going to look around the office. And so he looks around, doesn't notice the guy dying behind the desk.
Right at first, yeah.
Until he pushes the chair.
Magically.
Yeah. Well, oh, no, I think he was trying to climb up and just like the chair slid because it was on rollers.
Yeah.
They're my only weakness.
Rollers.
But he falls over and he's like, dude, like, talk to me.
Oh, God. Just
like,
I was okay with him for like a hot minute. But he just never changed inflection on how he talked. Got
a pretty little tree.
He also was... No, Bob, that's insulting Bob Ross.
Fair enough.
But like he would talk and then he was stop mid-sentence for whatever reason.
My favorite captain was.
Maybe. That I can see.
But, oh, shit. Okay, so after... Was that me?
What?
I heard the echo for a minute.
No, you're good.
Okay. Anyways, so after that, a henchman pops out of the closet. He's like, woo. He heard something. Better go turn him in.
Favorite and part we of get... the movie?
What's that?
My favorite part of the movie when the henchman comes out. It's like, all right.
Well, so he also comes out with a bag, grabs what the
camera
and the day planner, and leaves the bag. Like, really, dude? Okay.
It's hard to find good henchmen these days.
It was Indiana Jones. He had to weigh the bag and then the camera and stuff and swap it out.
I like later when, after Steve calls the cops, Dr. Mills comes in as well. But the cop, which is a barber, so I guess he had two scenes, he's like, all right, so did anything stolen? You know, is anything missing?
Did you notice any changes in the office?
Like, take a look around. And he just stands there. Steve just stands there. Looks. Nope, looks the same. It's like,
take
really?
A deeper
just,
look.
Yeah, take a deeper look.
Take your time, son. All right, man. Looks like the desk is a little messed up.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what was missing? A calendar? Yeah. And
he
a camera?
Names it like that. Well, he did
and
focus.
Was there a name on the calendar?
Yeah, okay, that's really, okay. The fact that he noticed the camera missing makes sense because he even picked it up at one point and looked at it. The calendar, though. Like, what the fuck's up with that?
Edgar Friendly. That was the name.
Oh, does really?
Ring a bell? No, that's a reference to Demolition Man.
Oh, okay. God, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
You're missing out. It's fantastic.
Oh, I love it. I haven't seen it in forever.
I made the kids watch it last year.
Nice.
I reference that movie all the time, and just everybody around me just looks at me like I have a third eye growing on my forehead.
Is it because you say stuff like, let's go lick their ass?
Yes. No.
Okay. That might be weather.
It's usually the three seashells.
Perfect.
Or Taco Bell, like, you know.
Yeah, Taco Bell. The fact that, actually doesn't surprise me they would survive.
Yeah, they're like a roach.
It's a world I want to live in.
Look, anytime Taco Bell comes out with some new product, I have to go try it. Yeah, it's three ingredients. It's literally just meat, cheese, lettuce, and a shell.
That's four ingredients.
Shut up. And they just... They just change it, and it's all the same damn thing. But they put it in a different way. Instead of meat, cheese, lettuce, it's like lettuce, meat, cheese.
But they got rid of gorditas. They don't have gorditas anymore.
No, yeah, they brought back.
When?
Like this week.
Oh, well.
I'll just say I've heard rumors for a while that they're bringing back the cheesy potato burrito and just do it already.
That was the best. I mean, they brought back the cheesy fries.
Which are disappointing.
Nacho fries, sorry.
Yeah. Fucking disappointing.
Well, yeah, they're never going to be as good as the first time.
I never had them the first time.
Oh, you missed out.
I did.
Because they were good.
Because these were...
They're not good. They're definitely not good.
No.
I feel like it's how everybody feels about the McRib. Like, every time McRib comes out, I get one, and I'm just like, I don't know. It was okay.
So I've never been a fan of the McRib.
When I worked at McDonald's, they'd actually changed the sauce, and they changed the patties.
Oh, that might be why I might
Which
not be a fan anymore.
Which is why they taste like shit now.
Yeah.
Because they used to be really...
Oh, I remember back in the day, especially when you worked there and I would order one and you'd give me two.
Well, I mean, you know, friends for.
Exactly.
That was the start of a beautiful friendship.
Or the double cheeseburger, I get a quadruple.
And that, everybody, is the secret origin of Comic Book Rundown.
Well, kind of, actually. Kind of, yeah.
You beat them once and they never go away.
Yeah, well, this happens. All right, so what else we got going on here?
What were we talking? Oh, doctor's house.
Yes.
So after
they leave that. Oh, Tina shows up. She was cute. Then,
I was really hoping for that triangle for Steve. I thought he had it in the works.
Well, save that for later. Okay. When it actually becomes relevant.
Okay. So Steve, you know, the daughter shows up and he's like, hey, your dad's dead. So, like,
I hope you're okay and stuff.
But I gotta fake go. Crying. Yeah. let's see.
After that, they're like, Steve, we need you to take the serum. And he's like, nah, man, I just want to like travel the country in my van.
Yeah. Steve is, at the very, very beginning, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to live in my van for a while. Like, he became a hobo. He's a old freaking man. Hobo.
He's down in the van by the river.
He was one step away from being my mortal enemy and a following the Grateful Dead around the country. and I would have hated everything at that point.
Well.
But Steve never gets the chance because he gets a cryptic phone call saying that we know what happened to your friend. And if you want to help him, you'll show up at this random gas station at night. So he does.
I do like how he...
That's when Deep Throat shows up.
Yep. I do like how when he got the phone call, the guy starts talking, and then Steve starts talking. He's like, don't interrupt. What did I put here? Don't interrupt. Just because I pause doesn't mean I'm done talking. Okay. Okay, dude.
So Steve shows up,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, tell us what you know about what he said when he died. Steve's like, how'd you know that? And he's like, oh, you guys were there. And the guy's like, duh. Yeah. And he's like, I got to go. So he really slowly goes over to his bike and drives away. And they're like, wait, he's leaving. So they run to the car, get back in the car, chase him down the road. He flies off a cliff and almost dies. And they're like, yes, the fucking explosion from the dirt bike.
Yeah, which, the dirt bike blowing up. Like that was a giant explosion for that small dirt bike.
It was all the gas.
Oh, okay. All the oil that was still on it.
Yeah. Coated from the wreck. But
he didn't wash it before.
Exactly. He doesn't take care of his things.
Care 101. So Steve's in the hospital dying, and Dr. Simon's like, we're going to just inject him with this, experimental drug.
But doctor, he didn't give the okay. Yeah, we're going to die. Don't worry. If he doesn't.
I'll take the heat for it. It's fine. It's fine. This is going to work out. And so it does, and Steve's still like, when he wakes up, he's like, yo dude, like, not cool, I didn't want that, I'm not gonna be your like Captain America.
I mean, he doesn't say that. Yeah,
I know,
but
and then he's like, well, if you change your mind, and I'll be the first person to know. It's like, yeah. So he goes to the beach, and the doctor sends Wendy, and she's pretty banging in that bathing suit. Hers was almost as small as Steve's.
Steve, his bathing suit and his regular shorts.
Which were shorter than his bathing suit.
Yep.
Anywho.
Well, he spent all that time working out. He got to show off the bod, you know?
I mean, yes.
My legs look better than Steve's. Just saying. Mine are hairy, though.
Oh, okay.
I look like a man, you know?
Wow.
Dude, all I'm saying...
Shots fired.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, Steve's got arthritis now. He's in his like 70s. No, I don't know.
It maybe actually grew some chest hair too. I don't know. Like there was like little it. Like no, there was a patch of chest hair.
Oh, was there? Right, I wasn't watching.
It was like this big. Anywho. But Wendy's like, yeah, the doctor sent me over to convince you. And Steve lays back and he's like, start convincing.
No, the best part is when he convinces her
he's like,
to go meet with Tina.
Meet with Tina. You guys talk.
Just and become friendly.
Maybe you guys get friendly. And then maybe we get friendly. And then maybe you guys and me and we get friendly. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, let me grab my clothes. I'll check
it
out.
It's
and then the doctor shows up and he's like, I hope I'm cock blocking. And Steve's like, this time. You missed that part.
I'm strong enough to rip your head off, you fucking doctor.
Oh, I love it.
So,
but then this is where the doctor's like, yeah, so, you are the only people that know about. Oh, is this the part where he tells about the
program? Well, this is where he's like, I've got some incentives to get you to join the program. You want to go see him? And Steve's like,
that's right. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. And he's like, all right, well, grab your clothes. Steve's like, all right. So he takes him over to his van. How'd you get my van?
Oh, well, we took you it know from what? The people that were
we,
fixing
we
it.
We missed the part where he was talking about the pencil.
Oh, that's right. So Steve's superpowers.
This also manifest. After the fourth time they tried to kill him with meatpacking.
Yeah. Plant.
So we skipped some things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we skipped the most important scene of them all. Sorry, I'm looking up the doctor because I'm realizing how much I hate this man.
Really?
Like, he's the worst actor in the... Like, that's what really bugged me in this. Like, every time he's on screen, it's just like, well, Steve, why don't you want me to inject you with this random medicine?
But, so, I mean, okay, so if they... The doctor was like, Steve, I want to inject you with my serum.
Jesus.
And then he cock blocks him later on.
So,
maybe we missed
But that... If it goes back to them playing... not, you know, if they're not in the same... place acting against each other, and if they are, like, I mean, obviously on the beach they're all together, he's acting against, you know, Reb, the Captain America, and they both are acting the same, who is in the wrong? Or they're both in the wrong. I mean, they're both in the wrong, but because they both are acting suck.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but his, like, where I can tell that Cap's acting bothered you more, the doctor's bothered me, and it's probably because I can see where it's like, you weren't even in half these scenes. You showed up like weeks after filming was done, just did your scenes because nobody, you're acting against nobody. It's really bothering me.
Okay.
You know what else, though? The doctor, I was always waiting for him to tell me about an unsolved mystery because that's what he sounded like to me.
The doctor, it was in a single episode of Mighty Thor, the TV series. In which he played Hercules.
What? That's funny.
Was this a voiceover?
The only other thing of note that I can see in his entire...
Yeah, like I said, I looked through a lot of these guys' IMDb, and there's not a lot that really stuck out to me for any of them.
Yeah, it's a voiceover gig.
Okay.
Like, the only other thing... The only other two things I've noticed he did was like he was in two episodes of BJ and the Bear and a single episode of $6 Million Man.
That's what I saw too. Okay. $6 Million Man.
Yeah, I just I don't know. I'm not saying that the actors they got were terrible, cuz
but they just weren't good.
They weren't the they had better option. We had a better gambit of characters in the Spider-Man movie which came out what? 4 years prior? No, 2 years prior.
2 years.
17. So, and then a year before that was a better host of characters in Doctor Strange. Like,
yeah.
It was rough here. I don't know if you, like, there's a sequel to this. And hope
yes, that we'll be watching that here soon.
And who, somebody's in that that's really important. But
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee's in it. Yes. They literally filmed these back to back because it was going to. This was like the that's the 1990s version, and I better be back for that because I have words about that.
Look, if you can be back for all the Captain America,
for all the Captain America.
If we have to suffer with this, you have to suffer.
We shall suffer together.
But they literally filmed these back to back because they're like, this is going to be such a monster hit that we need both of them. And they released them in the same year because most likely everybody watched this and was just like, what the fuck did I just do for the last hour?
Well, so I'll jump into a quick fun fact. According to Red Brown, it says Red for some reason. I copied that wrong. At a Comic-Con, the studios were planning two crossover movies. It was going to be Captain America and the Amazing Spider-Man. So Nicholas Hammond from that time. And then
see his sister, the doctor.
Exactly. And actually they changed doctors in the second movie.
Oh
yeah.
Is she hotter?
I don't know. Cause we haven't watched the movie.
Oh, I didn't look actually.
Look, I barely look into what we have to do. I'm not gonna look any further.
Fair enough.
The second Captain America movie would have been, Captain America and Lou Ferrigno, Bill Bixby, for the Incredible Hulk. Unfortunately, neither of those ever materialized, obviously.
Unfortunately?
That's what it says.
Oh, that's what it says.
That's what it says. I literally just copy-pasted.
Gotcha.
There's a parallel universe where in the 1980s we got the Avengers movie because they had Hulk, they had Thor. Because if you watched Incredible Hulk, Thor shows up in that. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fantastic. They have Spider-Man, and they have Cap.
They have, I feel like, well, Doctor Strange is bouncing around too, technically.
Yeah. And then, what, you just either leave Iron Man out, or...
Or they could have introduced him in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they probably would have had the same suit as in the comics.
Yeah, probably.
You know, the suit that looked like an actual suit that
put on. Yep.
It's actually unfortunate we never got an Iron Man movie back then, because the special effects would just be...
It would have been interesting. You want to finish your analysis and then I go to the rest of the fun
facts? Yeah, I forgot we were doing that. So we go through this long scene of Steve riding his new Captain America dirt bike.
Which is cool-ish. It has silent mode, man.
Oh, that's
silent
true.
Mode.
And you know, that silent mode actually carried over to him after he was off the bike.
Yeah, when he first got to the
oil plant. Oh,
thing.
We missed that. So the bad guy in this ended up being friends. Yeah. Because that was before he goes.
We're jumping around a little bit. So.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's gonna watch
care.
This show anyways. But
you skipped over a great sequence where the doctor pulls out shows him everything and shows him the frisbee that's made out of plastic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, this will make sure it deflects bullets and everything.
Bulletproof.
And it's a deadly weapon. He throws it. And then about half an hour later, it comes back.
Yeah, the worst frisbee ever. It's a goddamn boomerang and it sucked.
And then Cap never threw it.
No, he didn't. But this was the first live action on screen of throwing Cap's frisbee or his shield. Frisbee. Still a frisbee. But yeah, that's noteworthy. Like, it's the first time a live action one because there was a serial just it being thrown. There was a Captain America serial in the mid-40s TV show.
A series.
It said serial, is what it said. But series, yes.
I was thinking serial.
So a serial would be like, it would. When you go to the movies, it would play before the movie.
Yeah.
Because back then, like, going to the movies was an actual event. It's not just like, here, watch some commercials and then a shitty movie.
Wow, you're so harsh on Spider-Man.
I think the last movie I saw in theaters was a DC movie, so that's probably why I'm mad about it.
Hey, me too.
Shut up.
I liked it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wonder Woman's hot.
She is. I'm assuming yours was Birds of Prey, Chris?
Yeah, but no, I think I like Birds of Prey, so
yeah,
that's not true.
Wait, was that
Harley
and... I liked it, too.
Yeah.
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 Plus she's hot.
There, yes. Yeah, last one I saw in theaters was Wonder Woman, because I ran it out of theater so we could watch it.
Yeah, that was awesome. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I watched that at my home, and that's 2 hours I would like back, but okay.
I enjoyed that one. Well, but
it would be it'd be nice if there was Wonder Woman in my Wonder Woman movie. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't disagree with you. I cannot disagree with you on that one. But
we watched a movie that was just Gal Gadot.
I mean, she's going to be Cleopatra here soon.
I was thinking less clothes.
Cleopatra.
No, I meant like just Gal Gadot.
Anyway,
less clothes.
Anyway, so so that whole scene is he's testing out his bike.
Oh, and then he's having a good time with it. Helicopter on a
secret military base
that they didn't have an air like.
Well, they didn't see
contested airspace.
They didn't see the helicopter flying
that's what
in.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
like it should have been shot out of the air before it even got close enough to this testing site.
Look, if they can stop kids running on Air 51, they could definitely stop a helicopter, you know, from miles away.
Oh, they didn't care about Area 51. It's Area 52 that you really got to worry about.
Love that joke.
But after Steve takes out the helicopter with the dude that 6 feet away couldn't put a bullet in Steve.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I could have reached the gun out with one arm, put it on his back, and bat, bat, bat. And then the movie could have ended happily.
They were so close.
happily. Henchmen have notoriously bad aim. I mean,
yes.
Except for that one cop that shot Steve right in the shield that would have been in his face when they're at the oil plant.
Oh, I was looking down at that part.
Yeah,
but strictly so they could be like, we weren't lying, everybody. It's full of flex bullets.
But
plexiglass.
Yeah.
Literally what it was.
So after Steve's motorbike scene, I guess, I don't know. He's like, yeah, I'll be Captain America. Sure.
Yeah, this is when he gets the call from the guy.
Oh, that's right. I have the girls.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what girls?
So, those girls, what I was trying to get with. Okay. And then his super, apparently Steve has super hearing now.
Yeah.
His senses got all jacked up, which is okay, fine, sure. But he's able to determine that, oh, well, I heard them talk about a docking bay. And then
the guy's like, well, the only place that has docking bays.
Some Batman 66 logic here.
Yeah.
Of trying to narrow down the riddle. Somehow figures out that it belongs to, what was his name, Beckett? I can't remember the other guy. Yeah, Brackett.
Brackett.
It's like, oh, yeah, he's a friend of Hayward, or what, the one guy that
Hayden.
Got... Hayden, thank you. He's a friend of him, been a friend for a long time. He's got this plant that could be... Maybe we should go check him out.
And then they're like, but we can't send Steve in, because then they're going to know who he is. So we better give you a costume so you can mask your presence.
Just like your dad had. Wait, what? My dad had a costume?
And no mask.
Yep.
Like,
you can completely see his face, so it's like... All right.
Yeah, we're
never know it's him.
They'll never know it's you, except for the fact that, oh, we know he got put in with this serum.
Yeah.
And this guy has looks like he's got these powers. Hmm.
And they said, you need something that will make you unmemorable. So here's this huge fucking blue, red, and
white. Red, white, and blue flag, practically.
Wrap it around your ass.
That looked like an Evel Knievel suit.
Yes. It did.
Like... I expected them to jump over like a flaming bus or something at some point.
That was something else I was disappointed in. For that whole scene with the dirt bike, he does one jump. The fucking ramps are literally ass to ass, and he doesn't even get any air.
Well, we see him get the air when he goes into the plant. Like he
over the fence?
Yeah, over the fence, which was totally bad.
That's only because he hit the jet boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put it in silent mode.
Yeah, and that extended to him.
Like, did you notice that he didn't make any noise while he was running and jumping? And
yeah, he lands on the ground, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So the silent mode extended from his bike to him. It was awesome.
That's what we figured anyways.
Yeah. Or, you know, he had like a little switch or something on,
yeah.
on his belt.
Well, and then the doctor, like after the cops get oil slicked, the doctor's like, wait, what's going on? Why am I out here? Where's my lab? What's going on? And Steve's like, you! And then chases him down.
The shit-eating grin the entire time he was spraying that oil everywhere.
Yeah, ducks, you like that, don't you?
Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm Captain America. Here's the oil slick.
But we end with... The whole point of this was Brackett was setting up this bomb.
A neutron bomb?
Neutron bomb to kill people so he can then steal money.
Gold.
Gold. See, that's the problem. I don't even remember... They didn't divulge that until like the last 20 minutes of the film. And and even the last 10 minutes just was so anticlimactic.
I was waiting for like this, you know, the bomb goes off or something.
It was bad.
It turned into a typical Cold War era movie when they're just like, there's a neutron bomb. It was like, okay, like how do you get a neutron bomb?
Oh, pictures from a camera.
Yeah. Like what?
We need this button right here. That's all we're missing. Oh, well, we can't get that button until we have the pictures of the button to make sure it's right.
Yeah, I mean, just go to Radio Shack and buy a goddamn button. Who cares?
But
yeah, I didn't understand the picture.
Oh, and we forgot about the guy strapping the dead man to his chest.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
And then he gets gassed out.
And then almost dies.
Yeah.
And almost kills everybody there.
But don't worry. Like, see, me, I'd have just been like, maybe we just, like, push the bomb off the cliff. It'll be fine.
Just throw in the ocean. Namor could deal with it later.
Exactly.
No, I don't. That's the end was very anticlimactic. They saved the world. Whole thing
was anticlimactic. Well, yes,
but the ending there was no like the only real action was the helicopter chase in the secret military. Oh,
and the fight in the meat factory.
We definitely. I mean, I figured we'd talk more about that here in a second because the meat packing plant was awesome.
The there's ending.
A lot of meat packing going on.
The ending fight sequence, air quotes, everybody, was literally like he jumps in. They get gassed, and they're like, oh, no, he might die. We need to save him. So we watch the helicopter fly down for another half an hour. It finally lands, and they're like, well, I've got this respirator thing. Let's do it. And they give him CPR and save his life. I'm like,
and then Steve's like, hey,
okay,
doctor.
Sure. Why not?
And that's how
it ends. That's really well. He ends with him having a new suit.
Oh, that's right.
His dad's old suit.
That looks
literally.
I'm gonna literally. If I'm gonna do this. Suit. I'm gonna do it like my father did before me. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, why? What? Okay. Why?
You established at no point that his father was a good person at all, or that he was Captain America at any point, and then you're just I'm going to do it like my dad.
Well, here's the thing: like somebody, I think Dr. Mill says he was
Dad was fighting the corporations.
Yeah, all that good jazz.
He was taking down the big guys.
Never made mention of him ever having a suit.
Yeah,
But Steve even says I barely knew my dad, but he was a good man. Oh, okay.
Right.
I don't. Okay.
Look,
I appreciate them keeping it in the time frame, like keeping it in the 70s and trying to modernize it for that time, but it did not work one bit. It sucked.
1970, like it was the Cold War. There's a war going on somewhere. Yeah. Like,
send Captain America to Russia.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a couple more fun facts I want to run through here.
Fun.
Okay, I got some couple more facts.
Okay.
Red Brown is a big Captain America fan.
Okay.
That was a fact. Don't know why. According to the former Universal Studios producer Donald Jackson at the New York Comic Con of 2005, he was in charge of working on a script for a Captain America reboot of this movie in 1981. The movie would have starred Jeff Bridges as Captain America.
Interesting.
And would have primarily focused on Captain America and Falcon, played by Clarence Gilliard Jr. I don't know who that is. So if you want to look it up.
You paid all the money for Jeff Bridges. Fine red and black person.
It was set in modern day, taking on Baron Zemo, and Red Skull flashbacks would have included... Red Skull flashbacks would have included Peter Fonda as Red Skull. Like, that actually would have been interesting.
Okay.
However, they were unable to reacquire the rights from Marvel because Marvel apparently sold the rights to the Canon Group Incorporated 2 years later.
Hey, spell that Clarence guy's name.
Gilliard. G-I-L Yard.
Okay, here we go.
A-R-D. Junior. I recognize him. I don't really know where I recognize him from.
He was a good Falcon. He was in Walker, Texas Ranger.
There we go. Walker's Top partner. Gun.
Karate Kid 2.
Oh, he's in Karate Kid 2? Nice.
You ever heard of the Duck Factory? Apparently it was a Jim Carrey movie.
What?
In 1984. I think that's Jim Carrey.
That's Jim Carrey.
That looks like Jim Carrey.
Well, maybe. No.
There's a Jim Carrey movie I have to watch later.
Maybe. Make sure it's Jim Carrey first. That's 84. That would have been really 84. Early in his career.
Cast. Jim Carrey.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
1984.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So he was actually kind of a name.
Yeah.
Hey. I take back my comment about random black person.
Yeah. I as soon as I seen his face, I recognized him. Let's see. A couple more. I got
he was in... effects. He was in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Top Gun. I don't remember much of it.
Neither am I, but I mean, that's...
It's a title. Yeah. It's a good name burner. Walker, he's the partner in Walker, Texas Ranger. That's the thing I remember him from.
Oh my God, is that him in Matlock? That's fantastic.
All right. Reb Brown was the only choice to play Captain America, being a perfect fit. Fit the comic book. This is from IMDb. I'm just taking this from IMDb, and their writing is terrible. Being a perfect fit, the comic book criteria. That's the sentence. Don't know. He was also a martial artist and happened to be under contract for Universal, which made this movie. Never once did he use any martial arts. No, nope. Whatever.
Yeah, he did like
throw some meat in a dude.
And then cut to black. Come back. They're beat up. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Hanging on a hook.
The fact that he was the only choice says a lot about the casting. What
it says.
Nobody else wanted to do it. So was there what they write the fucking show on? What the fuck is it called?
Script.
Script. Thank you. Was there even a script for this movie? Nah, just wing it.
I can see that.
I believe it.
According to Reb Brown, production cost on this movie was about $1 million.
That's for the oil.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Captain America 2, Death Too Soon, cost nearly $3 million.
They must use a lot more oil.
Well, Christopher Lee is a name. So.
Oh, that's right.
He was Dracula.
Yeah. Count Dooku.
Well, that's 1979. So.
Yeah.
That's all the fun facts. Fun, air quotes, facts I have on this one. You guys want to talk about the meatpacking plant? Because that one thing was... That scene
I
want to awesome.
Talk about the fact that I could do so many things with $1 million in 2021, let alone 1979.
Right. That's you're not wrong. So having just seen Doctor Strange and Amazing Spider-Man, the movie.
77.
Sorry, thank you. I can see where they're trying to go with this. And we'll be watching Hulk here soon. I think that's actually coming up after our Captain America. You know, it's going to be coming up here real soon. So the Marvel properties on TV at the time weren't the best, but they weren't
this
terrible.
Bad.
Like, this is definitely bad. I fear for the next one, but I have hopes because it has Christopher Lee. Small hopes.
He's a big name, but he has a small part.
Oh. Actually, I don't know, because I haven't seen the movie.
Me neither.
Speaking of which, this is the first time watching it. Chris, first time watching this one? I don't think so.
No, I've watched it a few times. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I watched this with my dad at some point in time.
Okay.
Long time ago?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was all new to me, and I'm just like, what the fuck are we watching?
But there are also similarities with the 1991.
Okay.
Which might be what was making me think of this.
See, the 1991, which I have a poster in my studio of it, is the one that everybody knows. And it's the one that I know the best, too. Because it's like, Red Skull's Italian, because reasons. And they actually like put him in a suit that kind of looks like Captain America, but definitely like low-budgety 1990s Captain America.
Yeah.
So that's what a lot of people think of, but a lot of the more iconic scenes, like that, when I say iconic, I mean like really bad production scenes, are from the second movie, because that's when we get to see him throw the shield and it starts like wobbling in the air and like it bends when it's on his bike and all this stuff. It
gets God. Really bad. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that. We'll be watching that one in a couple months. So, oh boy. Any other scenes that stuck out to you guys?
The beach scene when she was in her bikini.
Okay. No, stuck out, not got up.
Oh, well, I thought we were talking like stuck. I don't know.
Like I said earlier, the drawing scene like made me smile because that is a Cap thing. Seeing him in the suit, as ridiculous as that suit was, I'm like, well, you know, they got pretty close.
It's a suit. I mean, it got better. The suit got closer there at the end.
But yeah.
Even that was just like, he's still wearing that helmet with the wings. Like, you don't need the helmet, dude.
You need a cowl.
Yeah.
With wings.
Yeah.
And I remember I saw the 1991, and then I discovered that there was a Nick Fury movie.
Yes.
And then I discovered that there was a whole like Marvel Cinematic Universe before there was a Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I watched these movies before like Captain America was talked about in the MCU.
Nice.
So this is like what I had.
This is all you had.
And watching it and just being like, I remember like either being so stoned, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
You don't even have to be stoned.
or just watching it and be like, this makes sense. 70s. And it's on TV. Like, it's not even like I had a budget. It's on TV. So they were just like, yeah, sure, Marvel, here's some money. Can we do this? Stan Lee's like, Excelsior, do what you want.
Basically, yeah, here you go. Have fun.
Doesn't even end the movie.
Yeah, well, I don't think we get the Stan Lee cameos until
the actual MCU.
No, it was before the MCU. Because he shows up in like X-Men and Daredevil and Spider-Man. Like,
it's when the Bryan Singer X-Men movies start. Because that's like, that happens, and then Spider-Man happens.
Yeah. But was he in the first one? I know he was in the second one. I just don't know if he was in the first one.
I don't know for sure, so yeah, I'm not going to speak out of turn, but
that's fair. Like, we'll watch him at some point, and we'll get to them. But I know he didn't start doing the cameos until late 90s, early 2000s. Actually, probably just early 2000s. So
yeah, because if you go back and listen to Kevin Smith talk about Mallrats, like that's one of the first times that somebody put him in a movie.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and he talks about it, how like he was so excited to be there because like somebody like put me in a movie. And, I mean, I love Mallrats, but it's it's Mallrats.
Okay. First excellent hot dog vendor. Awesome. And that was 2000 or 2001. 2000? Okay. So there we go. Did you ever watch Jay and Silent Bob Reboot?
No.
Yes.
Hold on. I actually enjoyed it. It was kind of fun. But having that final scene in the credits with Stan Lee and Kevin Smith was... I didn't realize I was going to be in there. So when I saw it, I'm like, oh, shit. That's like his last... That literally is his last cameo.
That was nice.
It was awesome.
Reboot, like... There was a lot of like things about it that was just him literally. I mean, I get that this is the joke, but it was literally him rebooting his own movie.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we already did this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The whole premise is go to Hollywood and stop a movie being made of them.
Yeah. And even like when people show, like, trust me, I smiled ear to ear when Ben showed up.
Yes.
Like,
I
followed Kevin my whole life, and to see that those two are like friends again, it's like watching two of your friends get together again after fighting for so long. So I love that. But like, I felt like a lot of stuff we did, like, was just, we did this already. Outside of a few, I really liked having the Chasing Amy cast back together.
That was fun. Really just having him bring every single movie he did, all the characters back to, even for just as small of scenes as they had. Just like, all right, hey, you know, it's literally, hey, you remember this movie? Here's a scene from it. Remember this movie? Here's a scene of it. It was fun. Like, it's not like the best movie of all time. And I wasn't going into it with the best movie of all time. It was like, it was just a fun Kevin Smith.
Just, for me, it's without a doubt, like my least favorite Kevin Smith movie.
Which is fine.
So, I mean,
Mallrats is one of the best ones. So,
yeah, like I love Kevin Smith, but I just hope that if he goes back to that universe and looks like we're going to a Clerks 3, that he has something to say this time instead of just like, look, everybody, look what I did.
Yeah. 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 We'll see. Okay. Well, I think if we've got nothing else. Oh, you want to do the
ratings?
Oh, no. Do you have the bingo? Or do you run any of that stuff
down? There, you know.
Because we had a superhero origin.
I guess that's true. All right. Let's see. Let me get to the page.
You can find it.
Okay. Dead Parents. We had that.
Yeah. Dead Parent. Okay.
Rejects Powers of Destiny.
Yeah.
Was there a villain monologue? No. Government interference. Unexplainable Science. Hero Designs Costume. Would that count?
Actually, yeah, because he drew the picture. Yeah. And then gave it to him.
Training montage.
You call that a training montage?
As close as he gets.
Riding the bike, yeah.
There was no product placement. He didn't kill anybody.
No, he didn't.
Damn it.
Well, so we got six.
Hey, that works.
That's hey, bingo. We got bingo. That's two bingos already.
Yeah.
Yay. I think, what was the other one? The, I think it was it Batman the movie or was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait, Batman was bingo too. The first, Batman the movie.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
the Batman Mask of the Fastum.
Fantastic.
Mask of the Fan.
Wow, say that three times fast.
No.
All right, so we've got three bingos. All right. We're working on it. All right, so let's go ahead and give our ratings, 1 through 10. Chris, you want to start out?
I mean, I want to play the role and say 10 out of 10, but it's like a 3.
Okay, that's like, yeah, go ahead, you're good.
So, yeah, anyone out there like wants to watch this, just don't.
That's, yeah.
It's awful, and I remember thinking back when this was all I had, I was like, I could do it without.
I could have made a better movie with this, with my action figures, and my grandma's recording.
I actually did that for a school project one time.
Nice.
And the three of us will get to it, but like, just skip to 1991, because that, like, there's at least something to enjoy in that one.
Yeah,
yeah, he definitely becomes Captain America faster in that one. But
yeah. And they actually fight, like,
yeah, really fighting.
Awesome. Ron?
You know, the only reason why it's not getting a 2 and getting a 2.5 for me is because of the bikini. That's it. 2.5.
2.5 for you. Okay.
Only thing that it even was interesting. Now, if he'd have gotten the threesome, that would have been good. It would have at least went up to a 3.
Okay.
For the threesome.
Saving that for the sequel.
Hey, hopefully. Is this worse than Superman and the Mole Men?
Is it?
So that's what I'm trying to think, because you gave that one a 5.
Yeah, I liked it better, I think.
Superman and the Mole Men? And I gave it
at least that one had that it was made in the 1950s.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they were stupid back then.
I think I'd watch Superman the Moment over this, though.
So, yeah, absolutely.
And I gave that one a 3, which means I have to give this one lower. 2.5 is not a bad number.
But if you drop yours down to 2, then it makes our average 2.5, which is easy to figure out.
Wow. We are pretty simple folk here. well, and I already know I'm going to be giving Catwoman the lower than a 2, so that's probably too high. Let's see. Yeah, you know what? 2 is probably a good 2. Yeah, I'd go 2. There's not a lot of redeeming factor in this movie. If you're trying to watch every single comic book movie ever made, like we are, sure, you have to watch this, and for that reason alone, fine. But it's not one to watch. Like, just listen to this review, guys. It's not good. If you want to torture yourself, go watch it, but it's not good.
Our lowest rating yet.
And deservingly.
Yep. It was barely over half of what we gave Superman versus the Mole Men.
Yeah. So yeah, it's okay. So, yeah.
Movie was trash.
2.5 for Captain America.
And so, being someone that's a big Batman 66 fan, like,
that's fantastic.
That's a great.
Scoring. That show and that movie in particular, like, there's not really fight sequences in that either, but they find clever ways to work around it because it's tough to film back then. So they do the the joke of the pow and the wham try.
Yeah.
Just try something.
Yeah.
Other than throws meat, cut, guys hanging on hooks.
That sounds like porn.
Well, especially like when he pushes the meat against the one guy because he's standing between the meats and he gets knocked out from it.
Still like, sounds like porn.
Man, not wrong.
He's not.
And then he swings the big piece of meat at the guy.
Okay, enough of that.
After he swings one at him.
We rated the film. Chris, where can everybody find you on those fine internets?
For me personally, it's at Fortress Chris on Twitter. I try to tweet on there as often as I can. And fortresscomicnews.com, or just Google Fortress Comics, and I'm sure I pop up because everything we do now is Fortress Comics,
which is awesome. Yeah. You got a great podcast over there. You got a good book that just came out a little bit ago.
You.
Second one is on the way at some point in time. I know. Yeah. Well, am I speaking too early? Should I cut that out?
Well, I'll just throw it out there. I don't care anymore. So we're working on getting issue 2, but the problem is that my artist is like faux giving up on me. So there's thousands of dollars that were just thrown away.
Oh no.
So I have to go back and A, find money, and B, find a new artist to take over the book, because it's been how long since the Kickstarter?
About 6 months. Yeah.
And he was given scripts for issue 2 about 4 months before that, and I have a grand total of 4 pages. So I'm not very happy with that, but we're taking our time and trying to build Fortress Comics back up, because we do want to publish books. I've got other books that are written and ready to go. Financing is what it comes down to. But yeah, it's someday that book will be finished, I promise.
Good, okay. Because I do want to continue with the story.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
No, it's all good. No, I don't talk about it much because it pisses me off.
Which is completely fair.
But I still plan on doing it, and I've got another book that I really want to get out there, but I want to get issue 2 of Battle Monsters done before I think about any other books.
Okay, good. Well, I think that is everything for this Rundown Reviews. Chris, thanks for being on here.
Thanks for having me. And I can't wait for
Death Too Soon?
Captain America 2, yep. Yeah.
Definitely get you back on for that one.